are now invited to step through the doorway of time, to explore a piece of the puzzle to life's hidden mysteries. What ancient secrets lie just beneath the surface of these eternal questions? Who am I? What is my karma? And why, oh why, is my life like this? Money, sex, power. What's your karma?
What's Your Karma, the show that talks to the living. Good morning, West Coast. Good morning, East Coast. Better late than never, but we're here. This show is dedicated to all karma lovers out there, if there's such a thing, but I'm sure there is. I'm your host, Lilith Dove, with co-host NG, Babble, and Promo Pete. We're here every Friday on BBS Radio from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, bringing you good karma stories with NG, spiritual insights with Babble, and Promo Pete announcing the latest events and products that we offer to everyone interested in maintaining good karma. I'll also be taking calls later on in the show from anyone listening out there who would like to have their karma read. Don't be afraid. Pick up the phone and call 1-877-876-5227. Once again, that's 1-877-876-5227. You call the station 2 numbers and you'll get a toll-free number to call in there. So don't forget to call in to BBS Radio for your free karma reading and call in on station 2. Before we get started, at the start of every show, I try to explain or give a definition of karma. Of course, I know there are people out there who'll be thinking to themselves, I know what karma means. But in actual fact, most people don't. Contrary to popular opinion, it isn't A, the aura, B, the general energy around you, or fate. The true definition of karma is as follows. The force generated by a person's actions which perpetuate reincarnation and determine the nature of their next existence, also known as cause and effect. And also, this is what creates reincarnation. Now, when you do receive your karma reading, some of you may get concepts related to dharma. And the definition of dharma, for everybody out there, is a person's true life purpose, enabling them to achieve their highest potential and destiny in the present lifetime or any given incarnation, which will bring them the greatest happiness and fulfillment. So for some of you out there, you may get a reading that pertains to dharma and karma. So there you have the two definitions, which I will read to you later on the show. If you do want to have your free karma reading, call into Station 2. The toll-free number is there, 1-877-876-5227, or log on to the BBS Radio website and get other numbers that are listed there. Also, we have some interesting insights we'll be getting from the other co-hosts with regard to what's been going on in the world of karma to some of our Karma Club members, as well as some stories about karma also. The purpose of this show, Money, Sex, Power, is to make you think, question, perhaps to leave, that what goes around really does come around in this life or the next one after that, and so forth. And that perhaps by being more aware of this, you can make a difference to your life and self and take greater responsibility for how your life functions on a daily basis. By having this responsibility, you realize you're not subject to the winds of fate blowing you here and there, and that you do have some control to direct and make decisions that will have a more positive outcome. All of us that make up Astro Babble, that's me, Good Karma MG, Babble and Promo Pete, really strive to help people understand that they can use this information as a way of bringing healing to their lives, because it is empowering to know your karma and inspiring at the same time, because always it's good to add a touch of humor to understand and work out your karma. And it's important to remember that even though the topic of karma can be sometimes a little bit heavy to tackle, you have to look at the bright side and know that as much as you created the situation, you do have the power to change it. The key is being able to transform the negative into the positive. So before we go any further, let's log on to MG to see what stories she has to tell us. MG, are you there?
Yes, hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
We're running a little bit late today, but I'm sure we'll catch up.
Yeah.
Yes. So, hello everyone. Welcome to Good Karma with MG. Each week I'll be sharing stories of people and communities doing their part to make the world around them a better place. So some are on a more personal level, and while others are on a more global level. So let's begin with some green news coming out of Vermont. The New York Times has reported that Bessie is no longer just a source for milk and cow patties. So the cows at Green Mountain Dairy are part of a growing alternative energy program that converts the methane gas from cow manure into electricity that is then sold to the power utilities grid. So 4,000 customers of Central Vermont Public Service have agreed to pay a premium for electricity derived from cow manure. this is interesting. So far, only like 4 farms are part of the program, with plans to add like maybe 6 more by 2010. So just to break it down for you, Green Mountain Dairy has approximately 1,050 cows. So their cows' byproducts can produce 250 to 300 kilowatts of electricity daily. This will be enough to power 300 to 350 homes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So this is made possible by some holding tank known as a digester that's using anaerobic bacteria to break down organic matter, then to produce this biogas. So overall, not only is this good for the environment by providing renewables, it also helps to diversify farms, giving them opportunities to tap into another source of income, because, you know, sometimes it's just you can only get so much money from selling milk, you know.
That's very true.
So, and other states with similar programs are Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, and Ohio. And I think maybe they're experimenting with chickens in the state of Ohio. So we'll see what comes of that.
Chickens, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's pretty amazing, you know, something that's
revolting.
Gross. Can be turned into something useful to a community.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, this is from Atlanta. Thousands of volunteers do a good deed on Saturday, the headline reads from the AJC.com. Hands on Atlanta, a nonprofit organization, is coordinating with Gwinnett County's Great Days of Service and the Faith Community Compassion Action Weekend to complete hundreds of projects to clean up, help out, and give back. There will be more than 30,000 volunteers that will spend their Saturday painting schools, cooking for the homeless, landscaping public spaces, and various projects to help improve the communities. So this has been like an annual hallmark event for the past 18 years by the Hands on Atlanta. The program also encourages community volunteerism from individuals, family, and even corporations. So in addition, communities outside of Atlanta will also benefit from this weekend. Money will be raised to help provide clean water, education, agriculture, programs, and medical help for the poor in Nicaragua. So if, and it's not all work, there's some play. So after a day of hard work, participants are invited for a celebration, including free food and music. So if for information and to sign up, visit handsonatlanta.org or uniteus.org or gwinnettsgreatdayofservice.org.
Oh, wow.
If anyone in the Atlanta area would like to participate. And other community news from autoblog.com. Although Toyota has postponed Tundra Trucks production until November due to slow sales and rising fuel prices, instead of laying off its 2,000 employees, it will cost the company an approximate $1 billion, continuing the workers' pay and benefits. But in the meantime, Toyota has placed many of its employees in civic work to help clean and beautify the parks for the city of San Antonio. This 2-week program is called the City Toyota Green Cleanups Project. So they're making use of their downtime. And plus Toyota is keeping their employees paid until November when production starts again for the trucks. Mm. So that's really nice. I thought that was a really nice story.
It is. That's a very nice story. I like that.
Okay, so last but not least, for all you good karma doers, do-gooders out there,
Karma lovers.
Are you karma lovers out there? Hello. Listen. Do you have a brilliant idea brewing in that head of yours that can benefit community, energy, the environment, health, or education? Well, internet giant Google invites you to submit your ideas. Google offers $10 million for world-changing ideas. The project is called 10 to the 100th. So a selection of Google employees will review the submitted ideas and select 100 for public consideration, which will then be announced like in January, late January, I believe. And the public will be invited to select 20 semifinalists, with an advisory board selecting the ideas to be funded. So the company is looking to fund up to 5 ideas from this competition. So the winning submitter will not only have a chance to see their ideas actualized that will help the world in a way, but as an added perk, this is what Google said, you can receive good karma. Right from the mouth of Google. Good karma. That's what they said.
Yeah, so there you have it.
Okay,
word
so
is spreading.
Yeah, word is spreading. Google said good karma. So the deadline for this is October 20th. And for further details and to submit your ideas, visit project10to the100.com.
Well, wow, that's a good one. I like that.
So come on out there. Just get your ideas brewing and submit.
Wow.
Well, there you have it. A little good karma.
So, MG, in terms of your stories this week, did you find that it's getting easier to accumulate these stories or pull them together? Did you find the job is getting much easier for you?
It's still about the same because there's still so much going on in the world, you know, with the crash of the, you know, financial market, the war, and it's still sort of like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hopefully this will change. Hopefully, you know, people will feel like, you know, you can be recognized for doing something good, you know, that it's more acceptable. It's to, you know, to do something good instead of doing something sensationalistic or whatever. So
that's very true.
Yeah, so, you know, a little good karma can go a long way. And
I think with the Google contest, it just shows that people and companies out there are relating to the concept of good karma
or trying
to promote good karma.
Yes, I mean, despite the times that, you know, we're facing, the chaos that we're facing, you know, I'd like to say that there's always room and opportunity for change, you know, positive change, like something that Google is, you know, experimenting with, something as small as a seed of an idea can germinate and grow into something great, you know?
You're right, absolutely right.
So it's actually kind of interesting how I've pulled some stories that, you know, are taking ideas from big corporations and saying, you know, good deed is possible, you know, with Toyota saying, you know, I'll take the grunt of $1 billion to keep my employees employed, and while they're waiting for production, let's have them, you know, fix the parks and clean the parks.
It's true, because, I mean, these days people have such a negative viewpoint of corporations overall, especially with the Wall Street crash. I mean, people just really have a bad opinion overall, I think, of corporations in general. So to hear that corporations are actually doing something really positive, or at least trying, doing their best to try. Some corporations are at least trying.
Not just trying, but they're trying to instill the sort of value with their employees or just the people in general in public, you know, saying, hey, you know, do you have something that can help? Do you have something that can, you know, benefit the world? Because it needs as much as help as it can, you know, or definitely.
At this point.
Mm. That's the point, yeah. You know.
Exactly. Well, those are great stories, MG. I really think that it's showing, as you said, that the corporations are really trying to work with, you know, people to promote, you know, good thoughts, good deeds, you know, good everything, and to demonstrate that, to be an example, because corporations aren't necessarily looked at in a positive way these days at all.
No, not exactly. So, you know, it's as long as we sort of, as a human race, can sort of forge forward doing good, you know, from a small level individual to a big level, like, you know, corporations and things, it's possible that there's some positive change can happen that's significant enough that we can see. We can see it, you know, we can feel it, we can live it, I believe.
Yes, oh, absolutely, without question. And every bit counts, no matter how small it is, every single bit counts, you know.
Every bit counts. That's why I'm here every Friday sharing these stories and news to help maybe hopefully inspire someone, you know, give them something to look forward to, or give them an idea to spark an idea or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, I think it also shows, you know, for people listening out there that, you know, there is something positive happening in the world, however small it is, there's that spark of light that's positive that people can look to or remember, and not necessarily always focus on the darkness or the negativity and the chaos and all the other things that are happening at this point in time. That somewhere, somehow, there's always a spark of light showing you the way that, yes, some things can be done that are positive, that can have a ripple effect on other people.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, you know, just to think of this small experiment in Vermont and these other states with using cow manure, you know, they only started with 4 farms, or, you know, this could... And this is like a doable thing. I mean, the investment initially is expensive, but the payoff is, you know, will be bigger than, you know, expected. So
yes,
things like that. 4 farms in Vermont, slowly growing into 6, and, you know, eventually more to provide this alternative fuel that, you know, everyone's been asking, what other options do we have besides, you know, oil, or besides, you know, dead dinosaur bone
thing.
I don't know.
I know. The manure is interesting. Cow manure is interesting. That's definitely
different. Yeah. Well, I mean, they also have a clever way. This farm I brought up, you know, they're working with Ben and Jerry ice cream. You know Ben and Jerry, anyone familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're dumping, instead of dumping their waste somewhere else, they're trucking in their waste, and that also can be converted to biogas.
Interesting.
Yes.
That's great, NG. I think we have a commercial break coming up, and then we'll come back with Babel and these spiritual insights.
Thank you.
Okay. Don't go away.
Okay, I won't.
Money, sex, power. What's your karma? The new psychic show that talks to the living about everyday people with everyday problems. Why do you do the things you do, and how can you fix it? Every Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hosted by clairvoyant and author Lilith Dove. For a free karma reading, call 1-877-230-3062. Once again, for a free karma reading, call 1-877-230-3062. So, what's your karma?
So we're back with Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma, the show that talks to the living. And we're going to start back in the show with Babel, here with some spiritual insights to talk about. Babel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning, CBS
Radio. Good morning.
Radio.
Good afternoon, Babel. So what do you have for us today?
Well, each week I'm going to talk about how to become spiritually fit in mind, body, spirit, and soul. And this month I've chosen to talk about the mind. And each week, and I'll do a short review here, I've been giving some insights, as you said, to develop the mind, which I've talked about by reading the newspaper cover to cover, and make sure you read books and things that you normally wouldn't read. This helps develop the mind in terms of knowledge. And I've given some meditation techniques on focus and visualization. I've asked people to set a candle or an object in front of them and stare at that candle flame for 30 seconds, then close the eyes and try to visualize the candle inside the eyelids for 30 seconds, then open them, look at the candle flame, close the eyes, and then do this. This is a practice to bring the mind to a single point focus and help you with concentration. And then last week I talked about a great exercise of making a gratitude list and a complaint list. And this has helped to realize helping all the things that are good in one's life and looking to where we're complaining in the life in terms of negative thinking. And that brings me to this week's conversation. And that would be how to get rid of our negative thoughts and or fear, okay? Because fear is what produces negative thoughts. And in our show, Lilith, you know, we talk about money, sex, and power karma.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, in order to avoid any more negative karma, as you and I both know, it starts up by cleaning up the thought process.
That's very true.
Yeah. Our thoughts are things, and our thoughts turn into actions. And these actions have a ripple effect in your life, like you were talking about with MG, you know, with corporations. Positive things get positive things, and negative things get negative things. So, how do we how do we arrive to knowing what our negative thoughts are? Well, this is a very simple exercise. Take someone that you love dearly, preferably than someone you don't know, and actually tell them exactly what you're thinking in moments where you might be not thinking such a positive thing. And right away, you will notice whether or not your thoughts have a force of negativity or a positive effect on them. This is a great exercise because your actions basically are displayed in the world. Now, your thoughts and fears can be hidden. And you and I both know over the years of counseling people and talking with people that one of the things that people have the hardest thing with karma is when we say for every thought, word, deed, and action, they get hung up. I mean, they actually say to us, "You mean my thoughts? I have to be responsible for my thoughts?"
That's very true.
Right? And this one gets people. And actually, in the definition, your thoughts, words, and deeds lead into actions. Well, if your thoughts are negative, that leads into negative words that you say to people, and it leads into negative actions, and this is the ripple effect of what we know as cause and effect. So in order to be spiritually fit, right, we have to be willing to cast away our negative thoughts. We need to actually train ourselves to rid ourselves of negative thinking. And I have a very positive affirmation that might become a mantra for somebody. And this is a very simple thing. You have to say to yourself over and over again as an affirmation, "I reject every evil thought that comes into my mind." I'll say that again. "I reject every evil thought that comes into my mind." And remember, what we want are thoughts that are full of kindness and full of love. And if we fill our thoughts full of kindness and love, then we become love in action. And this is what the positive effect of a karma cycle might be, is that if we are a positive force in the world, we'll get positive energy back into our lives, causing a positive ripple effect in the world. And that's what I have for you today.
Oh, I like that. Thank you so much, Ben. I think that was wonderful. That was really, really interesting. I think that the fact that you were shedding light on negative thoughts is something that people don't often think about, as you said, as we have experienced, that people don't pay attention to their thoughts, because there's some people have so many thoughts in their head that they can't. They're so scattered, they just can't focus at all. And they don't realize or not aware that sometimes those thoughts that they are projecting out to the world and onto people aren't the most positive. And then they wonder why what they get back or the effect is negative in return. So the fact that you were actually focusing on that aspect, I think, is good for people to understand that thoughts pretty much are the beginning of where the karma begins to start.
Yeah, here's a great image for everybody. This is simple. Imagine each and every one of us as a radio tower, emitting radio waves out into the world. And those radio waves are generated and created by our mind and our thoughts. So if we're giving out thoughts of fear and negative thinking, then it returns back into our lives the very thing that we're afraid of, the very negative thought that we're projecting onto someone else or situation. And that leaves us powerless. And that's one of the things in the money, sex, and power that is very important for people to understand. In order to be powerful in the world, we have to generate and create positive thoughts in the world and empower other people, encourage other people, have compassion and kindness, right? even if they've made a mistake.
That's very true.
So this is something that we can start being spiritually fit. It starts in the mind.
It's very true, and I think it's interesting you just mentioned compassion, because I think people, when they do, they make a mistake or they do something that's not the most positive, then sometimes they pick on themselves, and it just gets worse. It's a realizing, yes, we all make mistakes, but the key is to learn from the mistake and understand why you created the mistake in the first place and try not to keep repeating it, because that's repeating karma.
Yeah, I was watching President Clinton on the Larry King show this week, and actually it's funny, he said that about the financial crisis, the banking. And he
What did he say?
Yeah, he said, you know, hopefully we can learn from this and not repeat this same mistake. And it was interesting that he was talking about concepts of karma in his interview with Larry King. And he talked about how, you know, that in each situation we've loaned Mexico money and the government made money from it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've loaned other corporations money, and they actually was a positive thing. But what needs to be in detail, which I think everybody's crying out this week, is to know exactly the parameters of the government's action in this case of bailing out these banks.
Oh, that's a very good point, because otherwise, the fact that this is the worst financial situation, I think, even more so than the crash in 1929, I think that the powers that be, I should say, have to learn what is causing this and try to really do something about it, because it's going to happen again otherwise.
And another empowering thought is not to fall into the fear
mm-hmm.
of the rhetoric by the media and or the politics of this. Is, you know, the war has put everybody into fear and causes to, you know, fall asleep. Here's another example of maybe, you know, where it hits your pocket, right? You know, not to fall in fear about where the economy is going, because each and every one of us has a talent and ability to make money in the world. And using our personal resources and not falling into fear will empower us to get out of this cycle quicker and get into a more positive cycle.
It's very, very true. This is wonderful, Babel. Thank you so much. Well, next week, what do you have for us?
I am going to sum up, you know, this talk on the mind. I've really liked and have enjoyed talking about the mind, and I think this is the cornerstone into the other segments of my being spiritually fit on the mind, body, spirit, and soul. And next week we're going to start going into October. We'll talk about the body and things that we can do to help the body become spiritually fit.
God, I can't wait. Fantastic. Thank you so much. That was great.
And
wonderful.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. It's interesting, Babel, you know, talked about the economy and tied the two things in terms of his talk on the mind and what's going on now. And before we go to promo piece, I know he's waiting in the wings, my weekly astrology I do on astrobabel.com, for the October overview, I do touch on that a little bit, because it's important to deal with everyday matters, not only the spiritual matters, but spiritual matters, material matters, and everyday matters are very important. And when you learn spiritual truths, you have to really be able to translate them into your lives on a daily basis to improve yourself and your life. It's not to just sit in the background somewhere in a cave or just contemplate your navel, as I like to say, or, you know, just isolate yourself from life. You have to be part of life and deal with life problems on a daily basis, but the tools you learn spiritually are for you to use and apply daily to help you overcome and work through and navigate your way safely through whatever is thrown at you by life, so then you become a stronger person. So that's really the point of learning all this information about karma, being spiritually fit, anything of this nature, is to apply it on a daily basis to make improvement in a positive way in yourself and your life. So once again, if you want to call in for your free karma reading, which I hope you will, I know there's people out there listening, but I also know that people tend to get a little afraid on this subject matter of karma, because they get afraid that they've done something terrible, and what are they going to hear, and they only want to hear something positive. But, you know, information is power. It helps you to grow, to be empowered about life, to have insights on what you need to do. So don't be afraid. Call in. 1-877-876-5227. Try and call into Station 2. I think there's some other numbers on the BBS radio website besides that number, but I just don't know what they are at this point in time. But please do call in for a free karma reading. Now we're going to go to a promo peak. I know he's out there listening in the wings. Promo peak. Promo
Hi,
peak.
Hi, Will. How
are
you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? We're having
good,
a great show.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this.
It's absolutely fantastic.
I know.
For those listeners who are listening, if you want Station 2's numbers, it's 1-888-228-4494 or 1-877-489-6350. So call in and get your free karma reading with Lilla. She's fantastic.
Sophia, can you give me, promo piece. Give it away your identity now. What were those numbers again? I have to write them down if I don't actually have
them. Sure. Station 2's numbers is 1-888-228-4494.
Or 1-877-489-6350. Got it. Okay. Promo Pete.
Wonderful. Yeah. So every week I'll bring all the listeners out there, all the new exciting products and services we at Astrobal Productions have to offer. But today, of course, I will talk to you about our regular weekly product called KarmaStar. It's, for those listening just this time, it's a free weekly video horoscope that takes a fresh approach to the interpretation of astrology. Each video scope pinpoints the right action to navigate and optimize success and fulfillment in one's own life. The video blog, which is updated every Sunday, will provide unique insights into daily life incorporating the three drives of the human race, money, sex, and power. It's also important to note that these karma horoscopes are not computer-generated, and they're authored by you personally, Lilla. So
yes.
I can attest to those listening that they do work. If you listen to them and keep track of them and read them every week, your life will improve. So this week I'm going to give everyone snippets of what's coming up for the following week, September 28th to October 4th. Aries, the new moon in Libra heralds new partnerships and relationships, business and personal. Therefore, it's necessary to be clear and focused on what you want and don't want. At the same time, pay attention to the lower back and kidneys, as there could be irritations to this body and area, a sign of dishonesty to self and others. Taurus, make sure that new opportunities that come into your life motivate you to move forward consistently and not allow you to stay in your comfort zone. This is a chance for you to serve yourself as much as you serve others. Nothing less will do. Gemini, anything that you have your heart set on accomplishing could be given a chance to make a major leap forward. Your charisma at this point in time is the key to eventual success of future ventures. Believe it or not, you do have the business acumen to take something unique and turn it into a gold mine. Cancer, any additions or renovations to the home environment must be worth the time and money spent to include them in your current surroundings. Therefore, careful thought must be given before moving forward in this direction. Also, try to spend time with family, those you share your home with this week, so that greater harmony can be maintained and differences resolved. Leo, new partnerships on a business level could present themselves this week, so it will be necessary to make a decision. However, take into consideration that Mercury is still retrograde. Therefore, signing documents at this point in time would not be a good idea, especially if the business involves friends. Virgo, new financial partnerships could challenge existing ones, even if only temporarily. The key is to consider whether or not what is being offered is worth your while to participate in at all. These new partnerships could bring long distance or from those from far away and involve anything of a spiritual and or visual nature. Libra, as a result of being assertive in the right place at the right time and paying attention overall, opportunities to work with others could present themselves that put you into the public eye. You may feel torn about whether or not you want to be in this kind of situation whereby you will feel exposed. Scorpio, be careful of making the mistake this week of not seeing clearly what is being offered to you. If you give others qualities they don't have, see what you want to see and hear what you want to hear, with the combination of Mercury retrograde in your house of illusion, delusion, sorrow, and self-undoing, plus the fact that you've been through this before, the outcome of not being aware could be disastrous. Sagittarius, you will be faced with new opportunities, friendships, and partnerships challenging existing ones. Therefore, you'll have to think twice before agreeing to anything that involves a major decision. Capricorn, those in authority could come back into your life with offers hard to refuse. If people that approach you are from the past, think twice before accepting them. If new, give careful thought that the offer may be temporary and not long-lasting. Aquarius, partnerships that involve overseas or at least long distance could unexpectedly present themselves to you as much as you wish to expand your horizons. You must make sure that others have your best interests at heart and not just their own. And lastly, Pisces. Joint financial partnerships will get a boost this week from those who see the value in what you have to offer. Take into consideration that jealousy could also be another factor that motivates anything presented to you. Therefore, exercise discernment in all business dealings, knowing that you have the capacity to turn things around if they get out of control in a negative way. So there it is, the karma stars for the week of the 28th, which is this Sunday, to next Saturday, October 4th. Always, you can log on to our main media website, whatsyourkarma.tv, click on the karma stars link, and it will take you to the extended forecast for the week.
Wonderful. That's fantastic, Pongo Pete. So in terms of your efforts this week, in terms of looking around at promotional events and what's going on out there in terms of related karma items, what have you found?
There's actually many things that, you know, the Google thing that Good Karma with MG mentioned. Also, we actually are going to participate, Good Karma, G and I, in the Red Hawk Council's powwow. It's taking place about 40 miles north of New York City in a town called Yorktown Heights, New York. And there, Good Karma G and I will be giving out free Think and Dream of World Dreamstones. They actually are a little piece that we have that sort of put underneath your pillow, and it brings, you know, good luck to you. And it's sort of the link between us and the whole of humanity. So it really does work. So if all those who are close by New York City or even close by Westchester County area, stop by the powwow and come see Good Karma G and I. We're giving out free dreamstones to the first 200 people.
When is this? What's the date and time?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's taking place. Good Karma G and I will be there tomorrow, September 27th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And anyone who wants to find further information on this Red Hawk Council powwow, you can log on to redhawkcouncil.org. That's REDHAWK. Council, CONCIL.org.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow. So definitely, so if people want to get a free Think and Dream of World Peace done, you should definitely try and make it out there if you can. You said the first 200?
Yes, the first 200 attending. So come early. Come early. I suggest coming between 11 and 5 p.m.
Yeah, that's great. Wow, that's fantastic. Spread good light out to the planet and people.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
Oh, thank you very much, Promo Pete. You'll be back later with some more promotional items, I assume?
Yes, absolutely. Of course.
Okay.
We always have promotional items.
That's one thing we're never short of at Astrobabble.
Exactly. We have promotional items.
Okay, so those of you listening out there, and I know that you're there, please call in to Station 2, 1-888-228-4494 or 1-877-489-6350 for your free karma reading. Once again, Station 2, call in for your free karma reading at 1-888-228-4494 or 1-877-489-6350. So those are the right numbers to call. I've given out the wrong number before. I've just been informed that, yes, I can give out Station 1 numbers. Yes, I will get it right eventually. So besides calling Station 2 numbers, you can call Station 1 at 1-877-876-5227 also. Once again, that's 1-877-876-5227 on Station 1, feel free to come a reading, and on Station 2, 1-888-228-4494, 1-877-489-6350. I got it right this time. Yes, so as Promo Pete was talking about earlier, we do have this event tomorrow. We'll be giving out Think and Dream of World Peace Stones, and you can also log on to watchyourkarma.tv and click on Karma Stars to get your weekly Karma Stars astrology overview for each sign that I do personally myself. It's not computer generated in any way, shape, or form. For all of you out there that want to continue to maintain your good karma, that it's important that you understand that good karma is something that you work at constantly. You don't just do it for a day or maybe even a week. I don't think most people do it for that long, but it's something you constantly have to be aware of to understand how your thoughts, words, and deeds are affecting your situation and the situations of other people, their lives and other events around you, so that when something happens that's maybe not the most positive, you can look to yourself, look within and ask yourself, how did I contribute to this situation manifesting in and around my life? Maybe you contributed to it 100% or maybe 10%, but it's important to be honest with yourself so that you understand what it is that initiated the effect so that you can hopefully not repeat it or not do it at all. And if you can at least get to that point, then you're 50% there. Karma is not an easy thing to work at. I totally understand and relate to that. But it's trying, it's making the effort that's most important so that you realize that you do have control to a large degree over the outcome of situations. That's the same way on a large level that if you vote into the right person, hopefully the right person will win. Hopefully, but a lot of people have to vote. So from microcosm to macrocosm, thought, words, and deeds do have an effect. And having said that, yes, go out and vote. So we shall continue, and hopefully there will be people calling in to have a reading very shortly, but we're going to go to a commercial break and be back very shortly.
Money, sex, power. What's your karma? The new psychic show that talks to the living about everyday people with everyday problems. Why do you do the things you do and how can you fix it? Every Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hosted by clairvoyant and author Lilith Dove. For a free karma reading, call 1-877-230-3062. Once again, for a free karma reading, call 1-877-230-3062. So, what's your karma?
So we're back with Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma, the show that talks to living. I'm your host, Lilith Dove, with co-host MG, Babble, and Promo Pete. We're here every Friday on BBS Radio from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But yes, we were a little bit late today. Won't happen again. And we're bringing you good karma stories every day and insights and things to help you maintain your good karma. If you'd like a free karma reading for the people that are out there listening, call on station 1-877-876-5227. Once again, for your free karma reading on station 1-877-876-5227 or on station 2-1-888-228-4494 or 1-877-489-6350. So as we're coming slowly, we're winding down to the end of the show. MG, are you still there?
Yes, I'm just still here.
So what are your thoughts on the day so far, karma-wise?
Oh, well, I really enjoyed the Babble segment. That was great today.
Great. It was really good.
It was amazing. It really does start with thought. You know, that's like one of the hardest things to sort of readjust in your path to good karma, because there's a lot going on in there. So I think he really, it's true. Some people just have way too many things going on in there. So I think he really gave some great insights to help us sort of, filtering out the stuff that's not necessary, filtering stuff out that bogs down, our concentration point, and then just our focus of, what we really need to be doing for ourselves and what we want to do, to attain good karma. Overall, I'd like to really invite people to really come out to support the Promo Pete and I at the powwow, and get their good karma stone, because I like to sort of see this experiment where everyone, collectively hold on to these dream peace stones and think of world peace. Think of, think good karma. Think of good things, because if Babel says thoughts are real, what can happen with a collective mind, holding these these stones that's supposed to connect with humanity. What can happen? I'd like to see what will happen if we all sort of combine together and think about world peace, a better world.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with you. Yes, the Babel's insights were great. I really love that segment. And you're right. I mean, if people just collectively put their focus and their thoughts and their mind into, you know, unity through diversity, world peace, things of that nature, what a difference it would make. It would make a tremendous difference.
Yes,
it really would.
I agree with you. We no longer have to be the little hamster in the wheel repeating things. You know, we don't have to be that little hamster. We can, whatever it is, from small things to the mind, community things, you know, using some of the services that PromoPete has been promoting, you know, we can all attribute to some change within ourselves. Get off that little hamster wheel, you know. So.
Yeah, because people don't understand that when you're repeating karma, you are the hamster on the treadmill. That is you, lifetime after lifetime, year after year, just going round and around in circles, repeating the same thing, and often wondering, why does this keep happening to me? Why is my life like this? What can I do to change it? Why doesn't anything get better? And I know that on a daily basis, maybe everybody at some point in time in their life asks themselves that question. And unbeknownst to most people, they don't realize that it's karma that they are repeating. And that, so it's important that you use whatever tools that are positive. I emphasize the positive that you can find out there, and there's plenty of them, to try and change the cycle and get off the treadmill so you're no longer just running around and around in circles doing the same thing over and over again and never hardly moving forward, or you move forward and it's a big disaster. All these things can be averted if you just pay attention and focus and think clearly and are aware of thought, word, and deed, so that the cause and effect is more positive, and it doesn't have to be something that's debilitating that pulls you into a downward spiral. But it is something that everybody has to be aware of, to take personal responsibility for, so that they are responsible for their life and they don't look to others or other people to shape and mold their life for them. They have to be the power and be empowered about making their life the best it possibly can be and rising to the highest level in their life that they can possibly attain, that is in harmony with universal law, natural law. That natural law is the one thing that we all subject to that creates karma in one's life, and to be the best we possibly can be, because that's really what we're here to learn, how to polish the facets of our character just like a gemstone, how to be the shiniest, most positive person we possibly can be, and how to smooth out the rough edges of the facets of that gemstone that we are, so that we can really shine and excel. And very few people are able or think that they have the power within themselves to accomplish this, but they do. They just have to dig deeper and deeper and deeper and have the time, the downtime, to focus, as Babel has often mentioned in his segment of the mind, to sit in meditative thought, even if it's only for 10 minutes a day, to focus on self and what you can do to improve yourself and your life, and not complain or fall into cycles of fear, insecurity, doubt, and worry to the point that you actually make things worse. Because all those thought forms are to a large degree negative, and then will make the situation much, much worse than it already is. So it's important to understand that when you have tools given to you, whether it's astrology, whether it's having a karma reading, you know, past life regression, whatever tool you can find of a metaphysical nature that will help you understand internally how you can affect the external aspects of yourself in your life, is a good thing, so that you can move forward. Because if you move forward, then in a positive way, then the outcome will be positive. So we'll go back to Promo Pete. Promo Pete, are you there?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so what else do you have for us?
Well, there's many sort of products that we have. One of the other products that I mentioned last week was logging on to our Think Good Karma Online merchandise store. We have the recently published Karma Clues, a guide to good karma book there. We also have t-shirts, and we also have organic teas, and we have buttons. I am a Good Karma Club member button. So everyone, if you go onto our main media website, whatsyourkarma.tv, you can click on a link which will take you to our Think Good Karma online store. So I suggest all you guys check out these great products. I mean, they're really, they make good Christmas gifts. They make good birthday gifts. So check them out.
Yeah, we're going to somehow get everybody on board with this good karma, karma mantra so that everybody, you know, is reciting it in their mind. They're thinking, oh, I have to have a good karma t-shirt. I have to have a karma clues book. Oh, I have to have, I have to attend a good karma event. Oh, I have to have a good karma tree stone.
Absolutely, you know. And then, you know, for those, you know, social networking individuals, Facebook, you can always, always go onto Facebook and ask a personal karma question by becoming a Good Karma Club member. So just once again, go onto our main media website, whatsyourkarma.tv, and you can find out all these products. They're all there.
Yes, we never talked about that much, really, did we, the personal karma question? Yeah, because often, you know, people, one of their complaints or concerns, I should say, is that they can't afford, you know, to have a reading, or, the, you know, a lot of clairvoyants and psychics charge a lot of money for the reading, so we've taken care of that, especially because of the economic cycle at this point in time. But you have to become a Good Karma Club member, which is free via Facebook, and you can get a personal karma reading for $3.99. Yes, $3.99 per question. All you have to do is log on to Facebook, join the Good Karma Club. It's all free, and you're welcome to ask a personal karma question, $3.99 per question, via email. It is via email. It's not by phone. It's not in person. It's via email. So we've formulated this primarily because we know that, you know, a lot of people can't often afford to receive a reading, or whatever reason, their finances just don't lend in that direction for them to save or put aside for something of that nature. They have other things that they need to spend their money on. So that's the reason why we formulated this. So we're trying to support everybody out there to help them maintain good karma. This is what this show is all about, to help people understand the concept of karma so they can maintain it, keep it intact, and move forward in life in a more positive way. So there's no reason why anybody out there who if they can't call into the show for whatever reason, or they can't afford to have a private consultation, you know, on a lengthy basis, you can do it by email. Just log on to Facebook, go to watchkarma.tv, and you'll see the link there. Join the Good Karma Club, which is free. And then you can send in your personal karma question, $3.99 per question. So as we wind down to the end of the show, I apologize once again for our lateness, but things happen, and it did. But we will try to be here on time next week at normal time. We are here every Friday, Money, Sex, Power, What's Your Karma? I'm your host, Lilith Dove, and my co-host, NG, Babel, and Promo Pete, always here with me. We're here usually on Fridays, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, bringing you good karma stories, spiritual insights, and promotional events and products with Promo Pete. So, thank you all for listening. I'm glad that some people were there out there, and next week we'll have more interesting insights, stories, and things of that nature, products and events to talk about, and we'll have readings. But I'm sure that there were people out there listening, regardless of the fact that we didn't get anybody calling in today, but that's okay. I know there's people out there listening. I hope you all enjoyed the show. I know I certainly did today. I thought it was fantastic, even though we were running a little bit late. I just want all of you to remember that what goes around comes around, and if you do know the cause, you can definitely change the effect. So think about this. What's your karma? Thank you all for listening.
Money, sex, power. What's your karma? The new psychic show that talks to the living about everyday people with everyday problems. Why do you do the things you do, and how can you fix it? Every Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hosted by clairvoyant and author Lilith Dove. For a free karma reading, call 1-877-230-3062. Once again, for a free karma reading, call 1-877-230-3062. So, what's your karma?